Thank you, Lord, for the hope you've given us today. Dear Lord, give every man, woman, and child the seriousness and fortitude to pray harder than they ever have, for all that we've worked for and saved for could be taken from us overnight. You are facing war, and you're not prepared, dear heart dwellers. But there is hope. With prayer, much of this can be changed. The Lord began, I am allowing this very real threat and others you are not yet aware of to wake my people up. Without prayer, the emerging situations are impossible. With prayer, they can be overcome. I will show my people the strength of my arm because they love and worship me and look only to me for their deliverance. I have put several ideas in your heart and mind, Claire, for you to follow through with in the next message. My people of America, there will no longer be sleeping Christians in your nation. You're about to be hit with a game-changing reality beyond anything ever threatened before. These thousands coming up from the South are only one part of a four-part scenario to destroy your country. Yes, you have four borders. That's exactly what I'm getting at. The occupation of your nation by foreign troops is not just a danger, it's a very likely reality. If my people do not return to the days of old, praying, repenting, and offering as was done in Nineveh, you have been so secure and settled you have no concept of what it means to be attacked in your own homeland. Everything you've worked for, your homes and vehicles, all your possessions, can be destroyed overnight. Your family members can be killed overnight by invaders. It is no secret that China and Russia have coveted this nation for their own. Grocery stores empty of food overnight. Gasoline shortages overnight. Blackouts and the sounds of bombs all night long. You just don't understand what it is like to live in war times. It is horrendous and I hate it. But when a nation does not fully repent for its sins and turn from its evil ways, and Christians do not pray, everyone is lax, and the enemy takes advantage. I am not saying this has to happen. I am only telling you that the likelihood is very high. The public is being kept from knowing exactly how dire your situation is. There have been whisperings here and there. But by and large, people do not go deep enough. CNN and it's good. No, it's not good. It's woefully lacking in perspective and vital information. Lord, if I may, go ahead, dearest. Lord, our president and the people behind him want all these wicked laws stop. We want what you want for America, Lord. Why are you abandoning us to our enemies? I thought you wanted to begin a renaissance all over the world by cleaning up our country and other countries following suit. And real Americans have responded. Why would you give us over to them when we're responding to grace? Claire, this has been a vicious battle. The effort to turn around decades of infiltration of godless and Satan-worshipping government officials and their dark plans. Only supernatural intervention can mitigate what is coming, and that is why I am leading you to call your people to arms. We have made significant inroads in this battle, but the network of Satanists and atheists from around the entire world have united in an unholy union to destroy America, and this has been planned for almost 100 years. In fact, as my mother stated to you in Florida during the apparitions, beginning at the French Revolution, these dark plans were laid out. They were way ahead of the American people in thinking, even as the Chinese boast that their civilization is forward-thinking, which it is, but on faulty foundation. But your people were not paying attention to what the politicians of the day were doing. They were more concerned with a healthy economy and recovery from the war. In the meantime, the officials being elected looked great from the outside, but were all part of Leviathan's network of evil. And so every time one layer of evil is conquered, yet another presents itself. China has always been the hidden serpent waiting to take your lands. Understand, dear one, that as a people, I have not abandoned you. But you as a people have responded half-heartedly. The threat of war on your soil will wake up the ones who have not taken me seriously. On the other hand, Satan's agents, full of bloodlust and power-seeking, have given it all they have. This threat is necessary to wake up your people. War on American soil is inevitable, but only your prayers can raise up the bulwark that will defend your nation's thousands of miles of unguarded beaches. The nation that once declared one nation under God must return to me, or there will be nothing left of it. The Chinese, who have bled your country dry for decades, now have nothing stopping them from moving against you. They have lost their grip on your economy, and they are sinking fast. You remember in my mother's messages in Florida, you were shown a room with many monitors, and the Chinese men in business suits were pointing to something and planning when they would move on America. Now is that time, beloved. Now is that time. You have also seen North Koreans on your soil. That too will happen, as well as the Russians. It's a matter of timing and prayer. But remember, the rapture is not far off. I am not going to leave you without remedy or recourse. I will guide those of you who have a heart to listen and obey. I have brought up to you several times in this day the siege against Samaria and the king of Israel. Yeah, that's very interesting. That's in 2 Kings 5, 6, and 7, beginning at verse 24. Sometime later, Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, assembled his entire army and marched up to besiege Samaria. So there was a great famine in Samaria. Indeed, they besieged the city so long that a donkey's head sold for 80 shekels of silver, and a quarter cab of dove's dung sold for 5 shekels of silver. As the king of Israel was passing by the wall, a woman cried out to him, "Help me, my lord, the king." He answered, "If the Lord does not help you, where can I find help for you? From the threshing floor or the winepress?" Then the king asked her, "What is the matter?" And she answered, "This woman said to me, 'Give up your son, and we will eat him today, and tomorrow we will eat my son.' So we boiled my son and ate him. And the next day I said to her, 'Give up your son, and we will eat him.' But she has hidden her son." When the king heard the words of the woman, he tore his clothes. And as he passed by on the wall, the people saw the sackcloth underneath his clothes, next to his skin. Wow, guys, he was doing penance. He announced, "May God punish me and ever so severely if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, remains on his shoulders through this day." Now Elisha was sitting in his house, and the elders were sitting with him. The king sent a messenger ahead, but before he arrived, Elisha said to the elders, "Do you see how this murderer has sent someone to cut off my head? Look, when the messenger comes, shut the door and keep him out. Is not the sound of his master's footsteps behind him?" While Elisha was still speaking with them, the messenger came down to him, and the king said, "This calamity is from the Lord. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer?" Then Elisha said, "Hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. About this time tomorrow, at the gate of Samaria, a seah of fine flour will sell for a shekel, and 2 seahs of barley will sell for a shekel." But the officer on whose arm the king leaned answered the man of God, "Look, even if the Lord were to make the windows of heaven open, could this really happen?" "You will see it with your own eyes," replied Elisha, "but you will not eat any of it." Now there were 4 men with leprosy at the entrance to the gate, and they said to one another, "Why just sit here until we die? If we say, 'Let us go into the city,' we will die there from the famine in the city. But if we sit here, we will also die. So come now, let us go over to the camp of the Arameans. If they let us live, we will live. If they kill us, we will die." So they arose at twilight and went to the camp of the Arameans. But when they came to the outskirts of the camp, there was not a man to be found. For the Lord had caused the Arameans to hear the sound of chariots, horses, and a great army, so that they said to each other, "Look, the king of Israel must have hired the kings of the Hittites and Egyptians to attack us." Thus the Arameans had arisen and fled at twilight, abandoning their tents and horses and donkeys. The camp was intact, and they had run for their lives. When the lepers reached the edge of the camp, they went into a tent to eat and drink. Then they carried off the silver and gold and clothing and went and hid them. On returning, they entered another tent and carried off some items from there and hid them. Finally, they said to one another, "We are not doing what is right. Today is a day of good news. If we are silent and wait until morning light, our sin will overtake us. Now then, therefore, let us go and tell the king's household." So they went and called out to the gatekeepers of the city, saying, "We went to the Aramean camp, and no one was there. Not a trace. Only tethered horses and donkeys and tents were intact." The gatekeeper shouted the news, and it was reported to the king's household. So the king got up in the night and said to his servants, "Let me tell you what those Arameans have done to us. They know we are starving, so they have left the camp to hide in the field, thinking when they come out of the city we will take them alive and enter the city." But one of his servants replied, "Please have scouts take 5 of the horses that remain in the city. Their plight will be no worse than all the Israelites who have left here. You can see that all the Israelites here are doomed, so let us send them and find out." Then the scouts took 2 chariots with horses, and the king sent them after the Aramean army, saying, "Go and see." And they tracked them as far as the Jordan, and indeed, the whole way was littered with clothing and equipment the Arameans had thrown off in haste. So the scouts returned and told the king. Then the people went out and plundered the camp. It was then that sea of fine flour sold for a shekel, and 2 seas of barley sold for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. Now the king had appointed the officer on whose arm he leaned to be in charge of the gate, but the people trampled him in the gateway, and he died, just as the man of God had foretold when the king had come to him. It had happened just as the man of God had told the king. About this time tomorrow, at the gate of Samaria, 2 seahs of barley will sell for a shekel, and a seah of fine flour will sell for a shekel. And that was what the Lord had put in my mind early about that whole event. Jesus continued, "I have brought this up as an example to you on how I move when my people humble themselves, repent, and cry out for my help. Is there faith among you? Do you wish to see great exploits as in the days of old? I long to reveal to you the strength of my arm, but you must hold it high with your prayers and offerings and sacrifices. Your first prayer and the one you pray throughout the day is, 'God, save our president,' for he is the one who is anointed to lead you to victory. Pray for the protection of his discernment, because not all who say they are with him are sincere. Pray for the traitors to be exposed and for him to have a gut sense to know when he is being deceived. No one these days can be trusted in his administration. All are open to contamination and bribery, and being swayed away from him. What many of you short-sighted Americans who complain about the arrests not being made do not see or understand is the tremendous pressure against him the minute he moves forward. He knows what the enemy is capable of. He knows about the movement of troops and ships. He sees clearly what the enemy is planning each time he takes him down. Another plan springs up as if from endless layers of intrigue, which is what it is. He must weigh the lives of the nation in balance every time he makes a move. That is why he is so slow in your eyes, my people. But I have given the enemy into his hands. If only you will support him with as much passion as Jennifer Lopez supports her God." I don't know if you all saw that, but the night she was rallying the people in Hollywood to fight, Jesus continued, "You were not promised fame, wealth, and beauty, only a place in heaven and a reward for the souls you drew to me before it was too late. Most hunger after the worldly accolades, but so few are willing to remain hidden, giving their all for the love of their God. So what am I telling you? There will be key moments in the events about to unfold. The more you back me up with your prayers, the greater the victory. But if you wander off to be consoled and entertained, your prayers will not prove strong enough to hold back those who are wholeheartedly cursing and destroying this country. What is it worth to you, my people? What does America mean to you? Most of you have no idea what it's like to live under a regime that hates God. But Richard Wurmbrand chronicled his experiences, and I suggest you get your children together and watch this movie. Know that if you lose these battles, that is what your life will soon become. He continued, Red Dawn 2012 is a violent movie, but that's exactly why the dark side made that movie, because part of their code of conduct is to let you know what they're going to do. Although the Chinese version, for very good reasons, was censored, and so it was changed to be done with North Koreans instead. My people, we are on a collision course with what has been written and the destiny of your nation. History is in your hands. Your children, families, homes, and government is under siege, and the players aligned against you are powerful. Only with my help will you survive. Begin now to commit yourselves to serious prayer, group prayer, Facebook Live prayer, and repent for the grievous sins of this nation. My Father longs to give mercy. He longs to bring my bride home as well. The outcome is up to you. In His timing, He will unleash the forces of death on this planet. But how He dreads that moment and longs for a repentant people He can deliver from their sins. And that was the end of the Lord's message, and I'm compiling some prayers that I'll post soon so that you can pray along with them for our nation. The Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers, and thank you so much for praying for us and taking care of our material needs. We've been able to help quite a few rescue houses for trafficked children. Thanks be to God because of your generosity.